神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
Lynn was a young woman who had never married.
林是一个没有结过婚的一个女士。
We say that she is single.
所以我们说她是单身。
Which means that she is an individual that is alone.
那她是自己一个人住的。
Now, singleness is not unusual. There are many, many single people.
对于单身的生活呢，在这个时代呢，有很多人都是过这样的生活。
Actually, there are men and women who never marry and are single all their life.
很多不管是男士呢、女士呢，他们没有结婚，所以他们就单身过一辈子。
And of course, those are those adults that are waiting to marry that are single.
那些即使准备要结婚的这些成人呢，还没有结婚之前也是单身的生活。
But there is a singleness that comes even after one has been married.
那即使有人已经结婚了，也会有单身生活的形态。
Maybe it's that person that their mate has left them and now they are single, they're alone.
比如说呢，配偶离开他了，所以呢，就剩下他自己一个人。
Or the divorced person.
还是离婚的这种情况。
Or the widow who has lost her husband or wife.
或者是寡妇、官夫。
Lynn has heard some people say, you can't go on like that, not married. You might as well just take the first one you can get.
所以有人就跟这个林建议说呢，你不要老是过这种单身生活了，就是看看随便嘛，有一个就嫁了。
Any decision is better than no decision.
他们说呢，选一个总是比没有好。
But Lynn did not believe that.
可是林呢不认为。
She had seen marriages that were just like that. The person took a person that they, just the first one they got, or one that they felt like if they didn't get married soon, they wouldn't get married, and all the problems in those lives.
因为林他看过很多例子，就是他们呢为了要结婚而结婚，随便找一个，之后呢问题就来了。
She knew that though in her life she enjoyed being single.
事实上林在她的生活当中她是很享受自己单身的生活的。
But she understood that she had to battle with some emotional things in her life.
但是也有一些情绪上的这种挣扎她需要去面对。
Sometimes she couldn't quite find out what her identity was.
有时候自己会失去对自己的那种认证，不晓得自己是谁，在哪里。
Or what is my purpose?
或许呢，找不到自己的生活目标。
Sometimes when she had her friends that were married and a group of them, she felt, I don't fit in here.
有时候呢，当她跟着一群她的结过婚的朋友在一起的时候，她觉得好像融不进去。
So Lynn had to deal with that.
那这样的话，林要面对的是自己的情绪。
She had to recognize what was a purpose for her life.
他需要找出自己生活生命的目标。
And whenever there was this feeling I don't fit in, she found groups that she did fit into.
当他不能融入那些有婚姻生活的人的时候，他需要找到一群他可以融入的这样的一个群体。
At one period, she had to deal with her loneliness.
所以一段时间呢，她需要面对自己的孤单的感觉。
She didn't feel like she had a fulfilling companionship.
因为呢，她觉得她好像没有伴。
At times, she would think, I need someone to share my life.
曾经有一段时间呢，她觉得好像需要有一个人跟她一起分享。
At other times, she's thought, I feel so alone.
有时候她觉得自己很落寞。
But as a very smart girl, she would face these things and decide what she should do about them.
因为林是一个很聪明的人呢，所以她呢，就看到有这种问题呢，她就知道该怎么来处理。
She built some very good relationships.
她跟人家建立很好的关系。
Her little nieces and nephews became very close to her, and she shared her life with them.
她的侄子侄女呢，就很有很多时间可以跟她在一起，然后呢，她就啊也很愿意来分享她的时间给他们。
And whenever she felt so alone, she just got up and went out and did something that she enjoyed doing.
每当她觉得孤单的时候呢，她就赶快出去做一些她觉得有意义的事情。
Now, another area that at times had troubled her is that she felt a bit rejected.
有时候呢，会让她觉得有一点困扰的是呢，有时候她会觉得她是被弃绝的，被割开的。
Because some people looked at her and thought, why isn't she married? She's a nice girl. Why is she being rejected?
因为她总是听人家认为这样想她，就是好像怀疑说为什么那么好的一个女孩子，然后人家不要她呢？
But deep inside, she realized she had not been rejected.
虽然人家这样说，可是她心里面并不这样想自己。
She had had men friends.
因为她曾经也有男的朋友。
Some of them very interested in her.
也曾经有人对她也很喜欢。
But she hadn't felt like she wanted to share her life with them.
但是呢，她从来没有到一个地步想要跟这些男的朋友真的委身在一起。
Sometimes a little spark of fear would come to her heart.
偶尔呢，她也会浮起一些恐惧感。
I will be all alone when I am old.
想到说自己老的时候呢，是一个人。
And maybe I'm missing out on some things in life.
有时候她会想说，我人生当中好像错失了一些东西。
But she allowed these and she thought them over and she said, when the time comes, I will settle with these.
但是后来就想说呢，等到到那个时候再说吧，我再来处理。
Every time, once in a while, I should say, she would feel a little bitterness.
偶尔她也有一点那种心里面的苦毒。
Because it seemed like married couples were treated better than her.
因为好像呢，别人总是对那些夫妇对待他们呢，比对自己这个单身的好。
And there were functions that she wasn't invited to because it was mostly or all married people.
那当别人在邀请活动的时候呢，总是会漏掉她，因为他们呢喜欢邀请那些结婚的人。
But she soon realized that she had friends of her own and there were places that she could go and enjoy, so she didn't allow that to hurt her emotions.
所以这种想法来，她就想一想，其实我自己也有我自己的朋友，我有自己的处群，所以呢，她就不容许这种苦毒在里面来伤害她的情绪。
She did have to deal with her sexuality.
那当然对于性方面的需要也是一个问题。
But she soon learned that she could wait for whatever happened in her life.
但是她也学习到她要等候，就是看看人生前面是怎么样，她是要等候的。
You know, there are things that causes discontentment in the hearts of single people.
一个单身的人呢，有时候会有一些原因让自己觉得很不满足。
And I'm going to leave Lynn for a little bit, and I'm just going to talk to those of you who are single and maybe you are discontent.
我先把林这样的一个生活先割开，我们来谈一谈你好不好？如果你是一个单身的人呢，或许呢，你有这种不满足的情况。
I guess one of the greatest things is when your parents pressure you.
特别是当父母亲对你有压力的时候。
You see, parents feel like that's just the natural way to go. You need to get married.
因为父母亲总是认为一个人长大要结婚是很自然的，所以你需要结婚。
They think about grandchildren.
他们就想到希望能够抱抱孙子女。
They want to make sure that you are secure in a family.
而且他们要确定呢，自己的女儿或自己的儿子呢，能够以后呢，有这种安全的这种人生。
And some of them feel like they want a place when they get old that can take care of them.
当然也想到说父母亲自己老的时候希望呢有儿孙来带他来帮助他。
I know many young girls that have gone through this problem of the parents pushing and pushing them and feeling that they were not doing their best and were discontent with the child.
有很多我认识的好些孩子们呢他们都有这种情况，就是父母亲呢，对于他们有一种压力，希望他们能够结婚，能够生孩子。
You may say to me, well, then how do I get over this?
那怎么克服过这些呢？
I think you just live your life, talk pleasantly to your family, and let them know that when that person that you really feel like you can give your life to, you will marry.
我建议你就是很稳拙地告诉你的父母亲说，我会的。当我碰到那个我真的 认为我可以委身的人的时候，我一定会结婚，但是我一定要等到那个人出现。
And then we get pressure from our friends.
有时候朋友也会给你压力。
Married couples are always after you saying, why aren't you getting married?
那些结婚的人呢，总是要希望你去结婚。
Oh, I know a nice boy.
我认识有一个很好的男孩子呢。
I can introduce you to them.
我介绍给你好不好？
They try to push you to make a commit with one of their friends.
所以他们会想要把某某人推到你身边来。
And like I said, they're trying to match you up all the time.
他们总是常常要帮你找一个对象，然后跟他在一起。
Sometimes this makes you feel very bad.
有时候这种感受是不太好的。
And you become discontent with your single life merely because of the heavy pressures that's put on you.
有时候就是因为这些从旁边来压力呢，给你这种单身的生活加上非常大的一种紧张的压力。
Actually, in our profession, sometimes there's pressure on single people.
事实上，有时候工作也会给我们压力。
Sometimes a boss or a company feels that married couples are more stable and more dependable.
比如说呢，有的老板或者是公司本身呢，有这种想法，认为说结过婚的人比较稳重，比较平衡。
Actually, in some places of employment, single people are not given as much money for the same job as a married person is.
有些公司他们对于单身的这种薪俸的薪水呢，好像给的比那些结过婚的人少。
And then there may be some personal pressures.
有时候也有自我的压力。
A personal desire for children.
比如说呢，自己会想要有孩子。
Fear of financial insecurity.
有时候在经济上也有这种不安全感。
So actually there are these different kinds of pressures that make us discontent as a single person if you're not mature enough to grasp hold of these.
所以当你是一个单身过单身生活的人，然后你的这种人格个心理各方面不是很成熟的话，这些压力会带给你一种不满足感。
Now, Lynn went through some of these.
那刚才我所谈的林呢，就经过这样的一些过程。
She did want to please her parents, but she wanted them to know that she must find someone that she could feel her life would be complete with.
一方面，她要满足父母亲的期待；一方面呢，她也告诉他们，她一定要找到一个自己认为真的是愿意委身的人。
Friends would push her, but she just laughed at them.
朋友去推动他要他去结婚的时候呢，他就只是跟他们笑一笑，置之不理。
You see, Lynn found one of the answers in being content the way she was.
那林就找到了怎么样成为一个满足的单身的人。
It's a very important attitude for a single person.
对于一个单身生活的人呢，他的态度是很重要的。
Now we cannot hide our head in the sand.
我们不能把我们的头栽在沙里面，那种鸵鸟精神。
You need to give a good hard look at yourself.
你好好的来看看自己。
Confess the difficulties you find as a single person.
面对自己这种单身的困难。
Maybe you have to admit in some areas, you are discontent.
你要去承认自己在哪方面没有满足。
Maybe you're frustrated at times and...There is loneliness in your life.
有那些挫败感或有孤单的感觉，你要去承认。
And you may have to admit to yourself that single life is not your first choice.
那你也要承认说呢，我本身不是故意要过这种单身生活的。
You know, anything in life that we can look at in truth and honesty and admit to ourselves, we can really deal with it.
当你面对自己的时候，我们要用很诚实、非常敞开的态度来看它。这样的话，我们承认它，我们就可以来处理它。
So I admit to these things and begin to work on them and see how I can solve the problem of being discontent.
所以当我发现我自己有一些不满足的时候呢，我就承认它，面对它，然后看有什么方法可以克服。
Maybe you can have a sincere talk with your parents.
或许你就跟父母亲有一个很诚恳的谈话。
Let them know that you are really looking for a suitable mate that really your life can be happy together.
你跟他们说呢，我真的很诚恳的，我也很积极的在找一个啊，就是说希望能够碰到一个我很喜欢的人，可以一起生活。
A marriage that can really work and bring them in as parents into that marriage.
那 跟他解释说呢，我希望我的婚姻是一个可以跟你们融在一起，可以给我幸福的一个婚姻。
You know, as you share with your parents, they might begin to understand.
所以如果你跟他们分享，他们就可以理解。
Actually, dealing with your parents will probably be the greatest pressure.
那事实上，如果你可以处理掉父母亲的压力的话，应该是最大的一个问题了。
But now let us look at a marriage. Lynn did this.
我们也看看林怎么来处理另外一个问题。
Sometimes we always think that the grass is greener on the other side.
有时候我们总是想呢，人家的草比我家的草绿。
She found out as she watched that marriage was not a cure for loneliness.
那事实上呢，当她真的去观察的时候，就会发现说呢，这种婚姻不见得是可以解决我们孤单的这个方法。
For she had seen some of her friends living a very lonely life.
因为有的结婚的朋友，他们过得也很孤单。
And it was much more difficult for them because they had a mate that should be meeting this need.
那当一个结婚的人仍然过着孤单的这种生活的时候呢，比一个单身的人过孤单生活更难，因为呢，他们没有从他们的对方满足。
You know, as she watched marriages, she saw that this did not provide a self-worth for a woman. Sometimes she was pushed down further.
有时候她也看到别人的这种婚姻生活呢，不但没有提升自己的自我价值感，反而呢，被低贬这种价值。
Marriage was not a cure for the depression that they might feel at times.
婚姻也不是可以来处理人的沮丧的这样的一个答案。
For there were many married women who went through some terrible times of depression.
因为有的人在结婚之后呢，反而陷入很深的沮丧里面。
You see, marriage had not met their expectations.
因为婚姻常常会不能达到我们的期待。
Lynn had also seen that marriage did not guarantee security.
林也看到说婚姻呢，事实上不一定会提供安全感。
So she looked in her heart and found many things to be grateful for as a single person.
所以当林好好的想一想，检查自己的生活的时候，她发现呢，自己却有很多比这些更满足自己的。
She was actually very free to be herself.
她很自由的好好的为自己也成为自己来生活。
What she liked, what she wanted to do, she was very much herself.
她喜欢的或是她想达到的，她都很自由的去做。
She was also free to her own aspiration. The thing that she wanted to do in life, she was free to do it.
而且她想要做什么都很自由自在去做。
Now she was free to take risks.
对于冒险呢，她也很自由。
If she wanted to buy some stock in the stock market, she did.
比如说呢，她想要去买一些股票，她就很自由的去买。
If she saw something she liked and she wasn't sure that she could really afford it, but she took the risk.
有时候呢，看到一些东西呢，她有一点不确定，但是有点喜欢，她还是冒险的去买，因为她有这种自由。
She had freedom with the use of her time.
她对于自己的时间也有自由。
When she wanted to go, she could go whatever time she wanted to.
不管什么时候，她要去就去。
She could make her activities around these times.
而且呢，她可以在自己的时间里面呢，来参加各种活动。
She had freedom of mobility. She could go anytime, anywhere she wanted to.
所以不管任何地方，任何时间，都在于她自己的决定，很自由自在。
And she noticed that she didn't have the marital stress and tensions to deal with.
她也没有那种要面对婚姻里面的压力的这样的自由。
And she had made some very deep friends.
她有很深交的朋友。
And friendship was very dear to her.
对她来讲，友谊是很珍贵的。
Even with her own family, she had time with some of her nieces and nephews.
她甚至可以用很多时间跟自己的侄子侄女们相处。
And they bonded together.Something that had never left them through the years.
他们在一起就深深的这样连接在一起，是分不开的。
So she had learned how to face herself, to be content, and then to be grateful for some of the things that was part of being single.
所以这个单身的林呢，他就学习到怎么样去面对处理自己的问题，还有怎么样学习成为一个满足的人，并且呢，同时。成为一个对自己的生活很感谢的人。
For example, let us take the area of building relationships.
我们拿一个例子来讲，比如说像建立人际关系。
You see, as a single person, she's able to do the calling and maybe contact the people. She's more free in this area, and so she can build several and many different relationships.
身为一个单身的人呢，她可以用很多的时间跟心力来打电话，或者是跟别人聊天，这样的话就建立比较多、比较深的关系。
Actually, with these very close relationships, they can have planned time to have a one-to-one quality time talking over some of the things that are deep in their heart that they might not be able to talk to anyone else.
他们就可以有多一点的时间或更深入的来面对一些深交的朋友，敞开他们的心能够建立更好的、更紧密的关系。
And to some of these close friends that you have been building through the years, you're able to share your true thoughts and feelings.
然后因为彼此的深交、彼此的信任呢，你可以很敞开、很自由的来谈你的感受或者是你的想法。
You become very interested in their life.
而且会变得呢，很热衷于参与对方的生活。
And you can be very compassionate.About their concerns.
而且也会对对方的一些需要跟问题呢，比较能够有同理或同情心。
You see, in reality, a single person can be several different types.
单身的生活呢，有好几种。
You have the single person that is very self-centered.
有一种人呢，他单身生活过得很自私。
They just do what they want. They don't involve anyone else.They live their own lonely life and enjoy it.
他们呢很享受过自己的生活，只为自己活。
Their life is very narrow.
他们的生活是很狭窄的。
And they wouldn't want it any other way.
他们不要其他的方法。
Then you have the single person who tries to live like a married person.
那也有人呢，他把单身的生活过得像结婚一样。
They're sexual active with many men.
他们呢就在外面跟别人呢产生性关系。
But this brings no true happiness.
那这样的话不会带来快乐的。
Then you have that single person like Lynn that I've been speaking about, who has allowed themselves to reach out.And touch others.
第三种就是我讲的像林这样的生活呢，他自己是一个单身的人，然后呢，他也用他的时间精力来接触到外面的需要。
This caring attitude is what gives her a real pleasure, and it also broadens her life.
这种关怀别人的生活呢，使他很享受，而且呢，也扩张他的生活。
It helps to mature her.
让她也更能够成熟。
She isn't thinking just about herself.
因为她不是只有想到自己。
She's able to empathize with others.
她更能够去跟别人产生同理心。
And so she has found something that really is given her true comfort, enjoyment in her life.
所以她的生活中呢，已经找到那种真正的安慰，还有那种享乐。
I want to give you a story about another person.
我要跟你讲另外一个人的故事。
Let's just call her Anne.
我们来称她叫做 Anne.
Anne is a person who has been single all of her life.
那这个 Anne 呢已经单身很久了。
She's a very contented person.
她是一个很满足的人。
And she enjoys life.
她也很享受生命。
Just like Lynn, she found early in her life, she did have some of the problems of loneliness and what was she going to do with her life and such as that.
跟林一样，她也想过，以前曾经想过说这样单身下去的话，也有一些让她觉得担心的地方，也有一些让她不满足的地方。
But something happened to Anne early in her life.
但是呢，有件事情发生了。
She found someone that truly loved her.
她找到了一个真正爱她的对象。
It was her Father God.
那就是她的天上的父亲。
Oh, it wasn't just religion to Anne.
那对她来讲呢，这一位天父呢，不是是她的宗教而已。
It was a relationship by faith.
是她跟她的一种借着信心而有的关系。
She knew that he loved her.
那她深深的知道呢，神是爱她的。
And she felt it accepted by him.
她也知道说自己是被接纳的。
She didn't have to try to buy his friendship.
她也不需要去贿赂或者是想要赚得一些友谊。
But she just knew that he accepted her.
她知道说神是接纳她的。
And through the years, she was never alone.
这几年来呢，她从来没有孤单过。
One time, she was working on a master's degree.
当她在修她的这个硕士的时候
And for a week she had to go to a certain university.
那有一个礼拜她需要到一个大学去修她的课程
During that week she was alone in the room that they gave her.
就在那个星期呢她自己一个人待在她自己的宿舍里面
She had no phone.
没有电话
And during the middle of the night she woke up very sick.
在深夜的时候突然醒过来觉得自己病得很严重
She was very painful
她、全身酸痛
Yet in her heart she knew she wasn't alone
她心里面知道说她不是孤单的
She called out to her Lord
她就向天父来呼求
And there came a peace and a warmth over her that the pain left and she fell asleep
在她呼求的时候身上的疼痛就没有了后来她就睡着了
So many times in her life, she felt the presence of that one that loved her.
这个 Anne 呢，她好多次常常会感受到天父来的给她的温馨，给她的爱。
You see, she had a purpose in life.
她的生命是有目的的。
She began to give herself for others.
她就开始为别人而活。
And to spread the word about how Jesus Christ could change the life of an individual.
她也用她的时间、生命去告诉别人这一位天上的神，而且她的主耶稣怎么样可以来改变我们。
She became very content.
她非常的满足。
Now, there were times in her life that she had young men, that were her friends.
那在她年轻的时候呢，也曾经有一个男朋友。
She actually had two proposals of marriage.
而且呢，曾经有两个人跟她求过婚。
So she didn't feel rejected.
她并没有觉得自己是被遗弃，人家不要的人。
But she found that as she lived alone, she learned to cope with the situations around her.
当她一个人决定过单身生活的时候呢，她就学习到怎么样来面对单身要碰到的困难。
She involved herself in the lives of families around her.
她也常常参与别人或者是四周围的家庭的生活。
Many times she listened to their problems.
她会来听取他们的问题。
She learned to love the children until they called her Nana.
她就爱这些朋友们的孩子呢，以至于呢，他们都称她为奶奶。
You see, there is a place in our life that even whether we're single or married, we can be content, and we can, no matter what the situation is, know that there is someone that loves us.
当你不知道或没有真的感受到那种被爱的这样的一个情况的时候呢，不管你单身或结婚，都一样的会不觉得满足。
I don't often talk to you about this.
我不常跟你谈到这个事情。
But I've found that Christianity is a wonderful way of life.
但是我要告诉你，基督徒的这种生活是最美妙、最奇妙的一种生活形态。
A wonderful relationship where you're not alone and we can give our fears to one who cares.
因为我们可以把我们的心里面的害怕完全的交托在那一位关心我们的神的手上。
It's not just deciding that I want to be a Christian.
不是说我决定要成基督徒就好了。
It's when I ask to be forgiven, ask him to come into my life,Ask him to take over my life, that my life changed.
而是你需要在主耶稣面前求他原谅你的不够，你的不对，然后呢，你把自己的生命交给他，然后你的生命就可以改变。
Maybe some of you are discontent.
或许你现在正是过着一个不满足的生活。
Maybe you're empty.
或许你是空虚的。
Maybe you need to know somebody loves you.
或许你正需要确定有人爱你。
I would ask you,To turn to Jesus.
我要告诉你转向耶稣
And let him take your life.
让他来照管你的生命跟生活。恕我心曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供。由金炉牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名、住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱。你写林真双木林
真假的真，林真收就可以了。我们会尽快的跟您回信。